This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, can I share? We've been through a lot, what with me reminding you other dimensions aren't real and you accepting it at face value. I feel like we've forged a connection, or at least a fun-size level of Stockholm Syndrome. I'm just feeling a little blue. There's clearly a big party about to happen, and I wasn't even asked. And it's not that I want to go. I don't. It's just nice to be invited sometimes, you know? It's not helping that my Craig is broken. Ugh, Craig, your effort just makes it worse. All right, how many of you woke up hungry for a storyline lifted directly from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Well, strap on a bib and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, oh, what a time to listen in. About 2.5-ish years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, it's been taken over by the Dark Lord, who has imprisoned me and my co-host in the prison town of Hogsface. Luckily, we have a plan to defeat him. We're sneaking into his birthday party tonight. With a knife that can kill wizards permanently?
The Blade of Vaskohalan.
The Blade of Vasco?
Vaskohalan.
Yes.
He's an infamous wizard killer from days of yore. He was the only person who ever killed a wizard finally and permanently.
Yeah, they used to call him the Vasco County Kid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's known everywhere, all across the land.
No. So, guys, I know our first task is to sneak into this party and to kill the Dark Lord, but also, I just want to keep on top of expositionizing for the audience. So, you, my co-host and co-conspirator in killing the Dark Lord, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fianyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius
Maytag.
And very soon you may add to this list of names, Smiter of that Dark Lord.
Oh, Smiter of that Dark Lord.
Well, I might not phrase it exactly.
Yeah, we can
that
come
way
up with something better.
Smitey, smitey.
Yeah, but let's not worry about what people call you after it's done.
Yes, as soon as the legend doth grow, a name shall reveal itself unto me.
Absolutely. And also, my other co-conspirator in killing the Dark Lord tonight, it's a Chunt, the talking badger slash shapeshifter.
Yes, hello.
Hey, bud.
I'm so glad I was able to get you two invitations that weren't being used.
I know, Chunt. You're a guard working for the Dark Lord, so you can kind of come and go as you please.
Oh, yeah.
We have to sneak ourselves into this party.
It was a relief. I originally was going to attend with my best friend, Aprel Fuels, but he said he was going to meet me here, and then he giggled and ran away.
Yeah, I have to confess, I know I just started recording a minute or two ago, but we've been hanging outside this big mansion for couple hours. It doesn't seem like your bud's going to show up.
No, he'll be inside. If he says he's going to meet me inside, he's going to meet me inside.
Now, guys, don't forget your backstory for the invitations, okay?
Okay.
These invitations were meant for two female guards.
Okay.
They're made of 100% steak, and they're both named Patricia.
No. Yes, that'll work.
Could I be, like, just a man made of human flesh?
Why don't you want to be two all-beef patties?
I love two all-beef patties, but I just don't like...
Here, I shall cast a glamour upon us to make us appear more female to the guests of this party. Serathon Terambala Kanye.
Kanye? I never heard that ending.
It worked now. We are more feminine in our appearance to those in the party.
Yeah, and I sound just like a woman, too.
Woof. Some like it cold.
All right. So we're going to sneak into this party, and I'm Patricia is my name?
Your name is Patricia, or you might go by Patty, okay?
Okay.
But remember, you're 100% steak, you're all beef, because I believe the theme for the Dark Lord's party is heaps of beef.
Oh, that's right.
Because if you recall, the guards had to bring heaps of beef.
Okay, we're heaps of beef. All right.
Yes. Just don't stand next to the heaps of beef, or otherwise you'll be confused and consumed.
Someone might try to eat us.
For sure.
Oh, wow.
Let us enter. So that we may finally destroy that Dark Lord once and for all. Yea, I shall smite him where'er I do find him, and he shall no longer live. I shall spill his blood, and that special sauce shall get all over me.
Ugh.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So we'll go in, we'll play it cool, and then when we find the Dark Lord, we'll stab him and kill him.
You don't have to tell us to play it cool.
This is like the best plan we've ever come up with.
It's the only plan we've ever come up with.
It's the only plan we've ever come up with.
Let us enter.
Hello, welcome, friends.
Oh, hey!
Baron Ragoon.
Yes,
It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I am Patricia. You can call me Patty.
Nice to meet you, Patty. And hello, Chunt. Of course, I know you.
Yeah, it's good to see you again.
And who is this vision?
I am also Patty, but I'm a different Patty.
A different Patty. We'll welcome everyone to the manor house of the Dark Lord.
Hi, and you know, we've never met, but I assume that you're, like, kind of in charge of Hogsface.
Oh, yes.
I have that look about you.
Oh, well, thank you. I am Baron Ragoon, 33rd Baron of the Shrike Valley, but I have been asked to oversee the Dark Lord's operations here in the town of Hogsface. But please welcome, enjoy yourselves. Don't worry about titles tonight. We're all nothing but heaps of meat in front of the Dark Lord, so...
How funny. What a funny little joke you made.
Oh, well, thank you. Did you guys have any trouble finding the place?
Oh, no. We just looked for the biggest castle in town.
Right, yes. I mean, we did build it quite recently. But since it is down a little side street, fun fact, as they say on Earth, a cul-de-sac, I wasn't sure if people would be able to find the place.
Oh, you know things about Earth. How exciting.
Oh, yes, I know all about the other world, although I'm sure Chunt here can probably answer some questions, too.
Actually, no, Arnie never wants to talk about Earth stuff.
How would you know about Earth stuff?
Oh, the Dark Lord and I, we have our ways. So, but fun fact, in case you're discussing this cul-de-sac later, the plural of cul-de-sac is actually cul-de-sac.
Ugh.
Oh.
That really leaves a taste in your mouth.
Doesn't it? Yeah, really, really lean into that one.
Cul-de-sac.
Ugh. I mean, the way the Earthman talks.
Cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac.
Oh, and Baron, since it's just me and my patties here, feel free to say how you really feel about Arnie.
What?
Well,
You think about him, just share.
I mean, he's a little underwhelming for being from another world.
Right.
Yeah, we kind of talk about that. Like, he's the key to the Dark Lord spreading his influence. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would never say that to his face.
That's pretty harsh.
Is it weird, Baron, that you're in charge of all of Hogsface and you're, like, answering the door at this party?
Again, it's all part of the theme. The rest of the year, I have a very specific role in the hierarchy, you know, pretty much above everyone but kings and Dark Lords. But today, just a hunk of meat. We're all gonna die and rot, and if we do, we'll continue on only through the Dark Lord's will.
Oh. Huh.
Have a drink.
Oh, sure, yeah. Do you have any red potion by any chance?
No. She can't have any red potion.
All right.
Yes, my friend Patty forgot to play it cool.
Oh,
me and my friends are gonna play it cool.
Yeah, we're gonna play it cool.
They do have everything. We've got everything at the bar. If you want some red potion... Yeah, we've got Dream Wine, we've got Wine of the Elders, We've got white wine. Not sure whether anyone's had that, but it's kind of crazy.
I like it with shrimp.
Excuse us, Baron. We must mingle about the party a little bit. And my friends and I are very excited that we got to meet you, though.
Before we let you go, Baron, can I ask you a weird question?
Of course.
Which of these two patties do you find more feminine?
And remember that femininity can be defined by a lot of different things.
I mean,
why does it have to be one thing?
Well, I think they're both lovely. I certainly would not choose, you know, it's not like Arnie or something where I'm not here where I can just say, what a pile of crap. No.
Sure. This is the worst party I've ever been to.
Well, go inside and enjoy
yourself.
Okay,
no, that's true. That's true. Let's go inside.
Guys, can we talk to each other?
Yeah.
Focus here.
Look, I'm just saying, Usador, you're just laying it all out there. We just got to this party, and you're just flirting with everybody like crazy.
We're in disguise. We must use these disguises to our advantage.
All right, I'm just saying, like, I know we have a mission at this party, but also let's enjoy ourselves. But also, like, just, you know, be careful.
All right.
Play cool, be careful.
Play it cool, be careful.
But have fun.
But have fun.
Great.
But also, don't have fun.
We have a knife that can kill a wizard.
We have a
but
knife.
But have fun. But have be fun. Careful. But play it cool to all these patties.
Yes.
Shapeshifter.
Absolutely.
Sesame seed bud.
You can't spell manslaughter without laughter.
Cockroach clown.
I'm cockroach clown. A giant cockroach with clown makeup. I don't see what part of that is difficult to understand. It's pretty straightforward, really.
Yes, bartender, I'll have two glasses of the wine of the elders, and then one tankard of dream wine, and then when those are done, go to the roof and throw yourself off it and kill yourself. Thank you so much. Claudia, is that what you wanted? I ordered for us, which was very presumptuous.
No, I like it. I'll take some.
If we are going to have a birthday party in this podunk town, I'm glad they built this castle specifically for it.
Smells like charcoal grill marks in here.
It does. It smells like a bear died and then someone had sex with the dead bear and then tried to cook the bear and throw it on one of these giant heaps of meat. God, can I confess something to you now?
Yes, please.
You have a very snake-like voice, which is so appealing to me. Did I ever tell you I'm 997 snakes inside of a skin suit?
What happened to the other three?
I'll tell
that
you.
That wasn't a setup for a joke.
Well, I hope not, because I hate jokes. Well, I was talking to this stupid doofus Earthman and his dumb friends, and they found out that I was 1,000 snakes, and then they kicked me, and 3 of them escaped out of my foot. You're already shit-hammered, aren't you?
I'm drunk. Look at my shirt. It says Squad Ghouls.
Where can I get a shirt like that? I want one that says Squad Ghouls as well. Look, it's a bunch of ghouls, and they're all together, and they're doing different gang signs.
I'll make you one with a pen.
Excellent. I have some spare shirts in my carriage that you can just scribble all over.
When's the DJ getting here? I want to shake an ass.
Ah, yes. I've contracted several orcs to form themselves into a musical instrument and then scream music at us.
Whoa, who are these two beefy sluts?
Look at you two giant piles of femininity.
Yeah, thank you, I think.
Bartender, I'll have a white wine, please.
Yes, and then remember, after you give her a white wine, go up to the top of the castle and throw yourself off it and kill yourself. My name is Dripfang. I'm the chef inquisitor of the Dark Lord. How might I address you this evening?
My name is Patricia, and this is my sister, Patricia.
Yes.
Oh, twins. How original.
Yes, we do a twin act.
And twins!
I'd love to see it.
Oh, yes. Could you perform some of your twin act for us?
Yes, we dress all in yellow and act like babies.
Oh, yeah.
Go with it. Go with it.
Okay.
That sounds awful. Crying and spitting up, sucking on nips.
Demanding to go to college.
Well, we can do it if you want, or we can not do it.
I think we'll pass on
okay.
that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Patricia.
Yeah.
Look, don't just offer up things that I'll do. I'm not going to just perform for people.
I'm offering up things that people won't want, so they'll know that we're here for a purpose.
But then sorry, we'll I was in the bathroom. Dripfang, good to see you. Oh, hello. Did you meet my friends Patty and Patty?
Yes, they teased us with a chin act? No, a twin. I've had a couple of
classes.
Well,
they do a twin act where they act as babies. Ladies, act like babies.
I hate this.
Oh, this is
the fucking pits. Boo.
What's the other one gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm a baby as well.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's adorable.
Look, we don't have to have just one defined idea of what it means to be a baby.
Why did that come up?
So you think a baby just says, I'm the baby.
Gotta love me.
Yeah. You're the baby now, dog.
Oof.
Chunt, can I confide in you for a second?
Yes, please.
Your wizard friend hasn't stopped in my store in quite some time, and I'm a little sad about it. That's why I'm drinking tonight.
Well,
I usually don't drink because I'm on birth control.
Is that an amulet you suck as well?
Yes, they're all amulets you suck. Jeez.
Well, Isidore talks about you all the time. He always talks about visiting your shack at midnight.
I will visit the shack at midnight.
P.S., where do I get a Squad Ghouls shirt?
Oh, I'll make one for you. Pen and shirt. That's all it takes.
Pretty impressive.
Well, tell him to stop by soon. I miss him.
I will. Yes, absolutely.
You look good tonight, Chunt.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm wearing my best fur. I kind of put some product in it to shine it up a little bit.
Claudia, can I ask you a question? I know we've just met.
Of course.
It seems like this is a party for evil people. Are you evil?
Oh, I'm half evil, half good. I mean, later on, you'll find me upstairs in a giant four-poster bed singing happy birthday, Mr. Dark Lord, to myself and falling asleep.
So you haven't seen him?
No, I haven't seen him yet. Nobody's seen him yet. Nobody's seen the DJ either. I just want to hear some Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Who?
Sir Mix-a-Lot. He refers to a noble knight who travels the land making cocktails and throwing them at his enemies.
This is the truth.
Patty, you know Sir Mix-a-Lot. You're from Foon. Of course you know Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, of course I do know Sir
Everyone
Mix-a-Lot.
In Foon knows of the knight Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yes. Pretty rare for someone who's native to Foon not to know who Sir Mix-a-Lot is.
She just forgot. She's drunk, too.
Well, also, you know, it's generational. I bet all the younger people in Foon don't know Sir Mix-a-Lot. Like, I'm much younger than Chunt or
Arnie,
my twin.
How dare you?
Play it cool.
Okay, so let me fact check this. You're much younger than your twin.
Yes.
I'm going to need a number on that one. I must ask, for it is my job, for I am a chef inquisitor.
Our mother was in excruciating labor for 16 years.
Wow. Okay, that checks out.
It was a 16-year dry age, and then they were produced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, many people I know were barrel-aged for that length of time, and then bottled and served to pretentious fuckheads at horse races.
I have a question for the chef inquisitor.
I'm fielding questions at this time, yes.
Is there a sheet cake?
Oh, yes, there will be a sheet cake.
Yes!
It's part one sheet cake made entirely of meat. One made entirely of heap meat, and the other one more traditional, being that it was meated and then by spell magic turned into more pastry-like fluids that then congealed into a traditional cake.
My favorite.
Sounds delicious.
Blah. Thank you. It sounded sarcastic, but then you made that noise at the end.
Oh, no, I think it sounds really, really good. Sorry to change the subject, but does everyone really like this shirt a lot? I could just make more of them with the spell poofed.
Ah, you know the doubling spell.
Oh, yes, I know the doubling spell. I know it well.
Yes, this steak woman does know a doubling spell. She stumbled upon it while just talking gibberish. She has no magical power or prowess. She's just randomly saying phrases, and it worked.
Yeah, just one lucky spell in my bag of tricks.
Excellent. Well, I've used it many times here, for I did cater this party as well before I took off my caterer's robes, put on my party boy robes, and decided to have a good-ass time.
I gotta say, I love those party boy robes.
Thank you so much. I bedazzled it myself.
They're good.
I like that. It's not as good as that Squad Ghouls shirt, which I'm doing backflips over. That thing is tight.
Was anyone helping you cater the event? Maybe someone in a short skirt and a long jacket?
There's no point with anyone who fit that sweet cake-like description.
I think Patricia talks about April Fools, who we know is... What?
Go ahead.
Oh, yes, the gnome. The prank bastard.
Yes.
I've seen him not. He is very low to the ground. As far as I know, he's only up to about 2 squirrels height at this point.
But 2 squirrels?
Yeah, yes. Well, I mean, good for him. I think it's a lot of it is hat, if you get my drift. But yes, no sign of him whatsoever.
No, that's
Drifang, since you're fielding questions, can I ask you...
The floor recognizes Chant.
What do you think the plural of cul-de-sac would be?
What the fuck is a cul-de-sac?
Right.
Is it a culling of sacks? Well, are you just going around destroying testicles? Because that sounds awful and I love it.
Or spider sacks.
Ooh, okay, that's as well. Are we just going around destroying spider sacks with fire or various sharp or blunt implements?
Also, when I want to call de sack, I'll just shoot a spell.
Girl!
Guys, I think I see Tanagan over there talking to the Baron. I bet Tanagan is probably pretty close to the Dark Lord. Maybe they know where the Dark Lord is so we can kill him with our knife.
Okay, yes. Excuse me, Dripfang. I must excuse myself so we can go speak to another friend that we saw, but I hope to talk to you more later.
Oh, I hope that happens as well, Patty.
Yes.
I hope to get to know you quite well. In fact, many parts of me have been poofed while talking to you. Ooh, I accidentally doubled a heap of meat, and it fell on a goblin waiter, and he died. I'm a party boy, baby.
See you later, beef curtains.
Pardon me. I'm going to kill him with that knife, too.
I might kill her.
Play it cool.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I'll play it cool. I'm sorry. I'm being a Patricia Heat on.
My mask of sanity is a victim of impending slippage.
Ooh, these beef tits are delicious.
Yeah, you're really digging into those.
Oh, my God. I've never had such good beef tits.
You guys eating beef tits?
Now,
yep, so we are eating beef tits. Would you like some?
I love some beef tits. Hashtag beef tits.
Are we saying beef tips or beef tits?
Beef tits.
Beef tits.
Okay, good.
Can we get some beef tits over here?
I actually came over here and wanted to make sure you had tried the shank of dwarf.
Oh, I would love to devour some dwarf.
Now, you know, dig in, like, fill up. You know, eat as much as you want. There's a vomitorium in the back. I mean,
perfect, don't... Perfect, because you know me, I can only have about 2 or 3 swallows before I need to vom.
Do you know that earth horses, unlike foon horses, are unable to vomit?
Beef tits!
Oh my, that's sad for them.
Right?
Someone should kill them.
Don't worry, we will. I don't know about you, the horse I rode here on probably vomited buckets today before I came in.
Yeah, the horse that I was flying above vomited at least 10 times, but I think that's because I fed him some poisoned turds.
You poisoned your horse?
Poisoned turds? I'm sorry, I really don't mean to horn in on this conversation.
Oh, sorry, Tanakin, have you met Patricia?
Patricia, yes.
And Patricia?
Hello.
And Chunt, I think you know.
Oh, we know each other. Yeah,
you helped defeat and enslave his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I could never forget. Hi,
Chunt. Stole the lunar sword.
Mm-hmm, that's
Do you
right.
have any pork tits?
Is that a joke?
No.
No, I don't
Oh, you're
pork.
A pig. Shit. Oh, shit. I
yeah.
am so sorry.
So, yeah, you're a tiny flying pig creature, mm-hmm. kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a piglet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. I am from this world. I know everything there is to know about living in Foon.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. You both seem very cool. Would you like to try some of my tits?
Yes, we'd be honored to sup with thee. Thank you.
Guys, I haven't been to a party in too long.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not used to... I don't have, like, my suave answers to these questions that I would have.
What?
I don't know how to answer some of these
questions.
When
did you have suave answers?
Well, you know, in my younger days when I was very suave.
Yes, we would love to try some of the beef tits.
Here you go. Take a big scoop.
Thank you.
Big scoop.
Such creamy beef tits.
Yeah, that's the cream.
I must ask... Tanakin, I've heard tale of pinglets, and I've never met a pinglet that's turned evil until I met you. What would have forced you to become evil?
Oh, I can't ever reveal that. It's too dark for you, and I don't want to scare you, Miss Patty.
No, I wouldn't be scared. I love evil. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, we're all just a bunch of evil people here. You could tell us your evil secrets.
You know, the Dark Lord and I have a little something special. It's a little je ne sais quoi chemistry. He's shared with me a couple of his secrets, and that won me over.
Oh, wow. What language is je ne sais quoi? What is...
Farnch?
Arnie, you're from Foon, remember? You're Patty from Foon.
Chunt,
you know Farnch.
My name is Patty, not Arnie, remember?
Yes.
I want to see what your insides look like.
Is Cockroach Clown always like this?
I gotta say, I absolutely love that back piece of yours, the tattoo. It is kind of like spitting rage at me right now.
Yes, thank you so much.
I've got a little bit of ink myself.
Oh, let's see. Take it off.
Okay, it's the right phase of the moon for you to see that bit there. But yeah, check it out.
Oh, that is lovely. That's literally spitting fire at me.
Yeah. Do you guys got any ink?
Oh, no, I don't have anything.
I used to have lava and hate, but when I shapeshifted, it went away.
Oh.
I only have this along my arm that says USDA.
And what does that stand for?
USTA.
Oh.
Very nice.
Is that French?
It's our mother's name.
Yeah. Oh, good old
USTA. She was in labor for 16 years. It was terrible.
Yes.
My mother was in labor for 10 seconds and had 100 of us.
Oh, wow.
Well, this isn't a contest. It's not a contest.
Yeah.
My mother didn't live to tell me how long she was in labor.
By choice, or...?
I mean, you don't ask when you're a kid, and then, you
when
know...
When your mom's dead.
And then your mother is devoured by smorps.
Oh. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Mm.
Shrike was a terrible place once upon a time.
I mean, no more violent than any other corner of Foon. Where are you from?
I'm from Skur.
Ah, all right. Well, then, yes, you can look down on Shrike.
I'm from Gratax.
Why are you from...
Wait, aren't you
Why would twins
sisters?
Be from two different places?
She moved during the labor.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Gratax is a shithole, I don't mind saying.
Not to change subject, but has anyone seen the Dark Lord?
Yeah, has anyone seen the Dark Lord or, like, know how vulnerable he is right now?
First of all, the Dark Lord will appear at the time of his choosing. It is not ours to demand his presence. I'll be honest, it's not entirely impossible that he will not arrive tonight. He has ghosted on some parties before.
Mm-hmm. What?
Ghosted. He has instead, temporarily left his body and as a spirit has gone to the party unseen.
Oh, what a shame. It would be wonderful to bask in his glorious presence.
Well, I mean, there's still the meat and there'll be the murder orgy later, so...
Oh. What's this now?
Oh, you've got to stay for the murder. Yeah. The morgy, yeah.
The morgy?
The murder orgy. You've got to stay. It's really fun.
I mean, you do have to say, once you walk through that door, you have to stay.
Otherwise, you will be murdered in the murgy.
I gotta ask, is the murder orgy just like a lot of murder, or is there, this is a weird question to ask, is there a sexual component to it?
Yeah, of course there
yeah,
is.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, whoever orgasms first gets killed.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Seems fair, though. There's a fairness to it.
In a way, you think about it, though, you're shooting yourself in your own foot. You're sort of ensuring that then you won't climax.
Oh, everyone, remain calm. The one of the Dark Lord's personal assistants is heading over here.
Oh God, what is that? Is that a horse with spider legs?
The social media manager.
Oh, you know, you've met social media manager.
I've heard tales.
Is that thing's head on fire?
I mean, the normal amount. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get too close, or you ladies will be well done.
Oh yeah, that's the social media manager.
Yes, but that's not how you say it.
Oh, that's the social media manager.
Hey, Baron. The rumor has it they're out of barf stroganoff.
I apologize. I am going to head to the kitchen right now. If we are out of barf, then we will make some more.
Guys, we have to speed our plan up. If the Dark Lord is here, we want to kill him and get out of here before the morgy starts. Either that or we're just going to have to make sure he comes first.
That's only polite.
Well, not out of politeness. I mean, it is his birthday.
It's his birthday. You got to let him come first.
I think we've lost focus here.
If the focus isn't to make the Dark Lord come first, what are we here for?
We're here to murder him.
Oh, right, the knife.
The blade of Fesco Halan.
You're right. We need to focus up. I'm going to go grab a red potion from the bar. Do you want anything, Chunt?
No.
Do you want anything?
Don't get a red potion.
All right, I'll be right back.
No. Chunt, what are we going to do now? Arnold's off drinking red potion. You're trying to make the Dark Lord come first.
Do I have tit on my mouth?
A little bit. Here. You got it?
Yeah.
No, it's still there.
Right here?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a nip.
I got it.
You got it. Very well. I'm going to look in all the little tiny alcoves and see if Aprel is here. I'm sure he's just hiding, waiting to meet me. After all, he is my best friend.
All right. Well, I see Cockroach Clown, so I'm going to head over there.
All right.
Meet up in 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Wow! My egg sack is getting pretty full. I may need to deposit it near a reliable food source soon. And then the cycle of life can continue on from there.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
I forgot to turn the recording back on for a while there. What were you doing?
I don't know. I was just enjoying the party.
Okay, well, be responsible.
I am being...
Stay focused.
I am. This red potion is making me super focused.
Be careful.
I'm more focused. You've never seen me so focused.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Your nose is bleeding. It's dripping some sort of juice from the steak.
Don't mind me. I'm just going to stare directly at your face for the next hour or two.
This is where all the barf stroganoff is, all right.
Yeah, we have barf stroganoff in here. I can set some yawns on fire. Do you want some flaming yawns?
John, you still got a little tit on your lip.
Where's the beef tip?
It's a little stuck in your teeth, too.
I got tit in my teeth.
The barf should be ready. We've been force-feeding orcs and then, force regurgitating orcs.
Then I've been making them fight to the death with various buckets of fluids that have been coming out of them during the force feeding process. I'm having a good time.
Drip thing.
Yes.
I wanted to talk to you about something when we get to Earth and spread the Dark Lord's darkness to the Earth people.
Okay, yes. Let's discuss that right now.
Apparently, we should be on the lookout for a band called the Goo Goo Dolls. Now, as terrifying as that sounds, they actually were originally named the Sex Maggots. So I think there's an alliance to be made there.
Sex maggots, like what we use to clean up morgies.
Yes.
Oh, excellent. So I'm assuming that this band, they're some manner of minstrels or musicians, as it were?
Either minstrels or brigands, you know.
Well, I shall find them by affixing a dark inflatable piece of rubber to an infant and then pushing it out into the middle of whatever road we're on, and hopefully baby's black balloon is going to fly.
John, did you hear that?
A
About the black balloon?
No, we gotta get out of here before Morgy starts.
Because here's the thing. When we get there, I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand.
Oh, no.
Yes, everything's made to be broken. I just want people to know that I'm 997 motherfucking snakes in a skin suit.
Dripping.
Your irises are dilated.
I know who you are.
Thank you.
I know.
Look, Baron, I've gone on record as saying that this town is the worst goddamn place I've ever been in my entire life. But you have been saddled with this job by our Dark Lord. You have done many awful things, and for that I commend you, and I raise this goblet of blood to thee.
That means so much. And let me... I'm just going to drink my own spit.
Patty, can I ask you a question, woman to woman, lady to lady?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Do you think I should grow another crotch for this Morgy? Do you think one crotch is enough for the Morgy? What would you do, Patty?
What would I do?
Yes.
You know what? I'm just going to be honest with you.
It's all I'm asking. Girl to girl, woman to woman.
Absolutely.
Which to be?
I don't have a lot of Morgy experience, okay. Which you could probably guess from the fact that I'm still alive.
Yes.
Well, if you get pregnant during the Morgy, you do have crotch fruit, which is what we call babies.
Oh.
Chant's right.
If anybody needs an extra crotch for when things kick off, just tell me, and I'll speak my poofed spell directly at it. Oh, look at that. More barf stroking off.
To be honest, and I'm sorry, I overheard your question.
Please.
I think it's a little bit of a risk, because then you're twice as likely to go first, if you know what I mean.
You are a smart piglet, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So maybe wait until after the first person goes?
Yes. All right, single crotch for now. Thank
Guys,
you,
can I just be honest? Yeah. Look, this party's been going on for a long time, and it's getting a little bit late, and we're all just hanging out here in the kitchen, and I'm actually having a great time just talking to you. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, and I've come into this party, I'm a little less interested in murdering somebody at the end of the night, and I'm just interested in, like, talking to interesting people.
I'm interested in both. I'm excited for the murder at the end of the night.
Oh, me too. And I do think the Dark Lord is going to show up tonight. I do. I have a hunch.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah,
good.
He and I took a nap together today, and it was really sweet. Yeah.
Oh, Tanakin, I've been so rude. I am so sorry. My friends, Patricia and Patricia, have a baby act that they would like to show you.
Oh, it's the worst.
I mean, it's two sisters performing, so it is kind of a sister act.
Well,
but
Patricia's not here right now. It's just me, Patricia.
Oh, where is Patty?
Well, I heard that you were calling for me.
Yeah, I thought you two could do your sister act.
I'd love to. I'd love to do our
act.
Oh,
boy.
Here it goes.
Patty, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
What? Who? One star.
You're a big old what?
You're a gold bird?
Yes, I'm Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, you're celebrating being a Goldberg. Whoopi!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you didn't like the show. I have to talk to my friends for a moment. Come here.
Yeah.
We
need to set squad goals.
Yeah.
Because we are embarrassing ourselves.
I looked all over for Aprel.
Yeah?
Is he here in the kitchen somewhere?
No.
He swore he was going to meet me here.
You see, I think Aprel just...
You got played.
Stood you up.
Yeah.
No. He's my best friend. My best friend.
And what is he known as being?
A prank bastard.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm thinking of getting a tattoo. I'm thinking... Because you have a tattoo. And I've been thinking of getting one of a troll. Just a giant rock troll. Beating the shit out of the corpse of my father.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love to include family and lots of deep memories in my tattoos. I think it sounds beautiful.
I like to think of trauma that has been sustained by people that I hate, and I like to memorialize it on myself and other things. If you could tell me the tattoo artist that affixed it onto your pig skin, I would love to pay him or her to perform the act upon me and then cut their head off in front of their family.
Most of my favorite tattoos were done by Inky Bottoms.
Inky Bottoms, I know very well their work, and that I shall enlist them in me. I'm going tonight. I've had enough dream wine. If anybody wants a Morgy with the big boy, and then get out there and just get straight up inked. Drip Fang is just Drip Fang's your guy.
Drip Fang, I'll go.
All right, okay. Claudia's in. Hashtag Squad Ghouls. Hey, Flame Horse Spider Legs, you want to get down on this? Oh, that noise was terrifying.
Arnie, now's our time. Everyone's what? Sloppy as fuck.
How about
That's
you,
true.
Baron?
What is that? Socia Medesh? Yesk.
We can't say his name. He says
Eye of Nine. I don't know what that means.
Eye of Nine?
Yes. You know what? I will get another tattoo, but I might have to sit out the Morgy.
Oh, Barrow!
I have done so much murder. You know, it's the thing, it's like, oh, find a way to do what you love, but then suddenly the thing that you love is your job.
What people don't tell you is that your dream job is still a job.
Yes.
Yes.
Very well. The Prel is not coming. You are murderers and cretins.
Huh?
I am once again singular of purpose and no
Patty?
Longer need this glamour to protect
Patty?
Myself.
Patty?
Yay. Usador, appear here before thee, yay. In all my former glory, no, your potions no longer do work upon me, Baron. Yay, I am here now with the knife of Vasco Halan, and it is the only knife that shall murder a wizard. Aye, and I shall take out this dripping first. I just got one snake.
Belinda.
Oh
no, she was 3 days away from snake retirement.
Oh, that's so sad. Right before she died, she blinked.
Help.
Usador, I'm definitely growing an extra crotch tonight.
Magician, sorcerer, there's a wizard here. Somebody...
Baron.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Right on the barf stroke.
I'm gross and cute at the same time.
I put the fun in funeral.
We were trying to have a conversation. Tell me now, where is that Dark Lord? I shall find him and strike him down tonight.
Oh, no. Now the horse with the spider legs and flaming head is throwing up, too.
It's the smell. Anytime someone smells vomit, it makes them want to vomit, you know?
Which one of you will stand by me and tell me where that Dark Lord is?
Well, I don't... He might be out back. I'm still waiting for the DJ, Usador. May we have a slow dance tonight?
Yes, we may have a slow dance tonight.
Look, guys, I'm really Arnie. I just want to say we're going to go out back and try to kill the Dark Lord. But you know what? I know you're all evil. I have actually had kind of a nice time tonight. So I just want to say, like, it's been fun just, like, hanging out in the kitchen and just getting sloppy a little bit.
Can we talk about your dramatic reveals later?
You're a total Nick.
Orcs, get them.
Oh, orcs. No, all the orcs are slipping on the barf. They're just making whoa-whoa-whoa sounds and then falling on each other.
That's how they DJ, right?
Oh, cool, yes!
I like
the whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa.
Yes. I like big beef, and I cannot lie.
Hey, now that we revealed ourselves, can I ask you, why did you put almost your name on your body of the steak? USDA? That basically spells Usador. Play it cool, dipshit.
I forgot. I got excited.
Spelled it all out.
I know. That was all my fault. You're right.
What do you think about that cockroach cloud?
If you kill in real life, you die in your dreams.
Walk around the pool of barf. Don't march through it.
Look, if we had to do our plan over again, I probably would have left the microphones at home. It was probably suspicious that we were waving microphones in people's faces constantly.
I'm glad to see you guys. Honestly, it's a little bit weird, but we can't let you kill the Dark Lord. I'm sorry. You're going to have to come first at the Morgy.
How polite of you.
Traitor, speak not these words to me. Tell me where that Dark Lord is, and I shall strike him down.
He didn't tell me, okay? After our nap, he said he was going to catch a few more winks and try on a few new outfits, and then he would see.
Were you the big spoon or the little spoon?
Come on.
Little spoon. Look, guys, I took some red potion, and I have been all over this party. I've been in every room in this place, and you know what? There's more rooms than you would guess in this castle. Like, it is a lot bigger on the inside.
I would guess 237?
Oh, that is exactly how many there were. Yeah. I've looked in every room. I looked through his books. I looked through his, shoes. He's not here. But the only place I haven't looked is out back.
Did you look through any drawers or any doors? You just looked through books and shoes?
Yeah.
There's a patch of land behind this house where there is a topiary or some such design?
No, there is no scrying pool where dark magics congregate behind the location of where the Dark Lord has chosen to build his castle in Hogsface.
This is clearly a lie. I shall throw myself through this 4-story window to the backyard!
No. Oh, shit, he
fell on top of that bartender.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jump to the backyard. Excuse us.
Oh, free drinks.
Excuse us.
Arnie, yeah. Let's go in this door, and then when they open this door, we'll come out of the other side of the hallway out that back door.
Great idea.
Quick. Everyone think, how do we stop them? What do we know about Earth people? Nicolas Cage once sued Kathleen Turner for claiming he stole a chihuahua.
Yell another Earth fact at them.
Yes, one of these will work.
Female koalas have two vaginas, which I guess is like, I mean, I think is a fine number of vaginas.
Wait.
Maybe
Trent.
I'm half koala.
Trent, we gotta go back. He's sharing great animal sex facts from Earth.
We have to keep going through doors so they can't find us.
This is solid trivia.
I want to meet this Nicolas Cage guy. He sounds awesome.
No, you know who sounds awesome is Plainclothes Tracy, or as he came to be known, Dick Tracy.
Oh, he does sound awesome.
That guy's name sounds like a wiener.
Some guy on Earth traces his dick?
A lot of guys on Earth do that.
What is the fact? What is the...
Yeah, what is the fact? Everyone stop. Let's agree. Let's have a truce. What is the fact couched in that statement?
We gotta go out back.
Okay. Are you gonna shoot us? Yes. Is this like when you on Earth you said you take dogs upstate?
Come with me, Chuck.
Okay, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Look, everybody, we've had a great time. We're just gonna go defeat the Dark Lord, but everybody, please, still do the morgy.
Yeah, trace your dicks.
Yes, we will morgy, and then we will release the sex maggots, and then when I sober up, I will find you, and I will rake bloody, bloody revenge against you for killing Belinda, so close to retiring onto her snake boat and sailing away with her wife and enjoying her golden snake years in blissful retirement.
If it's any consolation to Belinda's family, the plural of Prius is Prii.
God, what?
Well, it has been really good to see you guys.
It's so great to see you, Tanikin, always. Thank you for the beef tit.
Yep, slurp slurp.
That got me right in the cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sacs? Well, depending on how many you have.
Come on, come on! Get clown with the sickness!
Let's go!
Yay! Oh, man, it's pretty dark out here.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know, John, do you see Usador anywhere?
There he is. He's still on the ground. Outside the window.
I am here.
When you jumped out the window and fell, you didn't accidentally fall on the wizard-killing dagger, the only thing that could kill you permanently, did you?
Am I alive and talking to you?
Yes.
Then no, I did not.
Okay. Look, you don't have to be a dick about it.
Guys.
Ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer.
Be cool. Play it cool.
Yeah.
Be safe, be careful, have fun.
Yeah. Guys, what? Look at that glowing body of water.
Scrying. Ooh.
Scrying pool.
That's where we play our scrying games.
Oh. Ooh, there's someone in the water.
Stand and face me.
It's the Dark Lord. Oh, quick, make him come.
No.
What?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. And today I come here to end your life.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. I've been waiting.
Waiting?
It took you all a lot longer than I thought it would to finally come and find me back here.
So this is a waiting pool?
This is my scrying pool.
Oh, okay. Just want to be clear.
You know, a little bowl with water in it will work as well for hydromancy. But I prefer water this big so I can see everything. Look, I know you're here to kill me, Usador, but there's something I want to talk to all three of you about.
Speak quickly, for they shall be your last words.
Look at the water.
Okay.
See these colorful lights?
Yeah.
This is all the magic in all of Foon. There's a little bit here, a lot over there, most of it cheap and not very interesting. But now, look at this. This is wizard magic. This blue light here, Usador, that's you?
Yes.
Up north, there's Genlevia fighting some of my forces near Gratas.
Genlevia.
Jamilis the Mauve in the south. And another...
Blorth the Brown?
Blorth the Brown, just kind of wasting away, not being a threat to anyone. But when I look at this pool, as I do every night. It's what I don't see that worries me.
Can the wizard or Tussidor?
Can the wizard is over there, and over there, and over there, and over there.
He's lived through it.
There's a lot. There's a lot. In fact, honestly, I mostly turn can off. Here is all the cans.
Oh,
it's a lot of yellow.
It's nice that you can do the filter layers like that.
Yes, that's the kind of thing you get from a very big pool.
I begrudgingly admit this is well done.
But you're still going down.
That's right.
But the thing that worries me is, where is Spintax?
Oh.
There is no Spintax.
He's around.
Every night, I look at the pool. I stare off, looking for the green light, and I've never been able to find it. I see you all muttering to yourselves, worrying that you're going to reveal something you think I don't know. I know Spintax is on Earth.
He's not, and I should know. I'm one of the only honest people I know.
Hold, Chunt. There's no sense in lying to him now.
I know he went to Earth to defeat the Void. But what worries me is he has not come back. Spintax is a skilled wizard, and a fast wizard. And if he had accomplished what he went to Earth to do, he would be back by now. Look, I'm evil.
Yep.
I make no qualms about it. I want to rule all of Foon, but I don't want to destroy it. I'm not one of those evil types, and I worry about this Void. It will destroy the Earthman's world, and it will destroy Foon. I don't want that any more than you want that. So this is what I'm proposing. A truce. Let's put this whole good versus evil thing on pause for a moment. And defeat the Void, and then we can get back to me enslaving all of Foon.
I don't know if that's possible. Arnie, do you think we could do that?
I've been dumbfounded.
Usador, could you be Trucidor?
Shall be difficult. But he speaks sense.
What is he even suggesting we do?
Look, I don't care about Hog's Face. I never have. It's a little ship town
Damn.
That is interesting only because it's on the Wanderer's Way. And I don't really care about the Vermilion Minotaur.
Some great restaurants.
But I have heard whispers that there are many magical items hidden within the Vermilion Minotaur.
Are there now?
Some of them only attainable with help from Earth. But there is only one that I'm interested in. The true secret of the Vermilion Minotaur is there is a weapon at its heart. The only weapon powerful enough to stop the Void. I took over Hog's Face because I thought I could enslave you three. The Earth Human would continue his podcast. It would get popular enough that enough people on Earth would be able to help him to find the weapon at the heart of the tavern, at which point I'd kill all three of you, use the weapon to destroy the Void, and finish taking over all of Foon.
My friends and I must confer about this parlay that we have had. And so you know, the popularity of the podcast has stalled out somewhat.
Yeah.
Guys, Usador, do you really think the popularity of the podcast has stalled out a little bit?
A little bit.
It's probably just plateaued in a way that is normal for something that's been around for over 100 episodes.
Very true. But we must consider this plan. As far as I know, the Dark Lord doesn't know that within mine scabbard, I hold the blade of Vasco Halan. We could take this deal, commit to this truce, overcome the Void, and still have the weapon we need to defeat the Dark Lord.
You're right. We could get him with that sword of Vasco da Gama.
Here's what we'll do. I'm going to try and make him come first. While he's distracted.
Chunt, what? Gotta get your mind out of the Morgy.
Sorry. You're right.
Is it decided then?
If you think we can trust the Dark Lord.
I do not think that. But I know I can trust my three friends, if you agree with me.
Who are your three friends? There's me and Arnie.
And April.
He's not coming.
Look, I see the three of you debating and arguing.
We weren't arguing, we were doing bits.
I tried to subtly push you towards finding the weapon. And frankly, the three of you are taking way too long.
Sounds about right.
And at the same time, all of my minions are not the best. They're not that great. Honestly, do you ever think that you're the only sane person in the entire world?
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Like, everyone on this planet is a freaking idiot.
Yes.
Including you guys.
Yes. Oh, well.
But I'm no longer interested in pulling strings. I just want to get out of the way of the process. This is what I offer. It's not just a truce. You three are in charge of all of Hogsface. It is yours. I will retreat to my castle. All of my minions here work for you, with one purpose: to find and uncover the secrets of the Vermilion Minotaur so that together we can destroy the Void. And then, after that, I can betray you, kill you all, take over Foon. You expect no less.
I expect no less, indeed. Very well. We agree to this deal. Truce is set, and now we in charge of Hogsface shall find that weapon to overcome the Void and save all of Foon and Earth. I shall succeed where Spintax did fail!
Hashtag Trucidor.
That's a good hashtag.
Thank you.
That is a good hashtag.
Thank you.
He disappeared.
Wow, he wasn't kidding about retreating.
Yeah. Oh, the castle's beginning to disappear too.
Oh no, what about all the people inside the castle?
They'll jump out the window, right?
I hope so.
But you can kind of see them running down the stairs. They see it disappearing.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fine.
It seems to be disappearing slowly enough that everybody...
I think they'll be all right.
The Dark Lord said he was tired of pulling strings. Isn't that like what you said on Earth? There's a man named Geppetto who pulled strings? And wasn't he the Dark Lord in a series called Fables?
It's hard to remember everything. Yeah. It's hard to remember all these pop culture references from my world.
I'm not trying to make any pop culture references.
But guys.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's run this town.
We're back.
Yeah.
Usador, Usador. We're back.
We're back. We're back!
Look, we'll work together. We'll continue to do the podcast, which seems very important to this whole plan. We'll find the weapon, we'll destroy the Void, but also, along the way, we'll be very careful to lay the groundwork so that the Dark Lord can't defeat us when this is all over, and that we can take back all of Foon. It's that easy. We just gotta come up with that plan.
Very well.
I'm in.
I'm in.
You know what? We don't even have to do one of our backup catchphrases. I know we stopped doing Boys Night because, you know what, we fucked up a bunch of times and we did a lot of bad stuff. But tonight, I think we accomplished something. For old time's sake, Boys Night!
Boys Night!
Boys Night!
I can't believe we totally accomplished that thing that I guess was just us walking in and having the Dark Lord explain to us what he wanted us to do.
Well, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound so good.
Yeah. But it's still going to be fun.
Oh, fun as fuck.
Boys Night.
Boys Night.
Boys Night.
Oh, we're totally going to do our own Angel Season 5. I'm so excited.
A what?
No, I don't want to talk about Earth stuff.
Well, can you believe that unlikely truce between sworn enemies to defeat a greater evil? But enough about the season finale of Game of Thrones. Where were we? Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Patricia the Beef Woman was played with all the nuance of a bag of shouting by Matt Young. Baron Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. Chris performs with Carl and the Passions every Wednesday at Chicago's IO Theater. He and Matt also do the improvised Star Trek podcast together. I don't know Chris that well, so I keep my opinions about his performance to myself, but believe me, I have them. Drip Fang the Necromancer was played by Kevin Serretta, who performs with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Just think, at the beginning of the episode, Kevin said he hated jokes, and then he spent 45 minutes proving it. Claudia the Witch was played by Beth Malusky. Wisconsin broke the mold when they made that lady. Evil Tannikin the Pinglet was played by Sarah Fineout. Cockroach Clown was played by Gilbert Gottfried, who recorded a bunch of dialogue at random. He was worried we'd have trouble weaving incoherent nonsense into our storyline. Little did he know, we were born in the Briar Patch. Check out Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast and his surprisingly poignant documentary, Gilbert. The Series of Bats was played by Steve Waltin, currently writing for The Opposition with Jordan Klepper on Comedy Central. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Take it away, Craig.
Usador rocks.
Oh, right, you're broken. Surely someone can drag this over the finish line. Oh yes, Fan also ran Robot Arnie. Well, I guess it's either that or Siri. Take it away.
I'm not a robot. Everybody else is a robot. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie. Oh, what? You already did that part? All right, fast forward.
Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie. Can't run, Georgie, that'll be over. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz.
Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban, and theme song by Andy Poland. And that extra spooky music wafting in from another room in the background of this episode was by Andy Poland and Brian Chard. They each did different parts. Speaking of Andy Poland and Brian Chard, listen to their amazing music in the new Jackbox Party Pack 4. A set of party games for the Xbox One, PS4, Fire TV, Steam, Apple TV. Fun party games made by a lot of people involved in Magic Tavern, and also made by a lot of other people who more or less just put up with the existence of Hello from the Magic Tavern. If you like fun, weird party games and have a video game system, check out Jackbox Party Pack 4. Also, when you get a little spare time, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com. You'll find links for upcoming live shows, including we have one coming up in November in Washington, D.C. Tickets are still available. You can get that info at hellofromthemagictavern.com and going to the live shows tab. And you can find links to the various merch we've got for sale. The dress-up Magic Tavern magnets, the posters, the map of Foon, and the really great Get Nuts t-shirt is back in stock. Go buy one now. It may sell out fast again. You can find all that stuff at hellofromthemagictavern.com. Follow the show on Twitter. Follow the show on Facebook. Subscribe and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pocket Smudge, Grindlecast, Cast Zoom, Podcaster, but without an E, Ear Potter, Listen, but all the letters are upside down. I don't know how they do it. It's that upside down font. Wherever and however you listen, figure out if there's a way to subscribe and review. Or just bother your friends. Just annoy them. Tell them about the show. Look, it's a fun conversation to go up to a stranger on the street and just try to explain to them and make sense of what this podcast is. But most importantly, thank you for listening, especially as I've continued to ramble on for a very long time. Thank you to people for listening in general, but thank you for listening this far into the credits. Just in case there's an extra funny bit after the credits. Oh, I hope there is. There is. I think there is. This is why old Robot Arnie doesn't do the credits very often, because I don't know how to stop talking. Anyway, see you next week. I think Craig might be dead. Get ready for lots more Robot Arnie. Bye-bye!
Yes, hello, I'm a series of bats.
A series of bats. Let's check the list here. I don't see a series of bats.
Oh, you're kidding me. Come on.
No, and you have a plus 8?
Yeah, no, well, yeah, so count me first, and then there's a whole series of us. But I'm speaking for the series.
All right, let me check here. I have a group of bats.
No, it should be a series. Look at me. Do I look like a group of bats? I'm clearly sequential. Oh, look, there's people I know. Can I just get in, please?
No, you gotta be on the list. I'll check here. I have a flock of seagulls.
No, that's the pointy hair. No, a series of bats.
I have a serious man. Batman?
Not Batman. A series of bats. Do I look like a man? Look, I'm here with an acorn. Things are going well. Okay, and this is highly embarrassing.
You're not on the list. What's her name?
Alice Korn.
Yeah, she's on the list.
Oh, come on. Got to be kidding me.
She has a plus 8, but you said you're 9 bats?
Oh, no, I was just kidding.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.